years. At this time, what we would like to do is we're going to have Brother Smith come, and he's going to go ahead and start this out. I believe Sister Smith actually is going to start this out first. Let's give them a warm welcome here tonight. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
Y aquel que es poderoso para hacer todas las cosas mucho más abundantemente lo que pedimos o entendemos según el poder que actúa en nosotros. Ephesians 3:20 goes like this: Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. But in Spanish, if you were translated into English, it goes like this: Now unto him that is powerful to do all things. I want you to know that when we were called to go to the nation of Spain, we were told by many, many people, it's a dead field. Nothing's going to happen. More than 50 years we've had missionaries to that nation. Nothing's ever happened. But you see, it's God that gives the increase. Some sow, some water, but God gives the increase. So when we arrived in the nation of Spain, it was totally different. We were used to in the nation of Bolivia that people got the Holy Ghost in their seats during the sermon. We were used to people 18, 28, 38 at one time being baptized, and more than half of them receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the baptistry tank. But it wasn't that way when we arrived in Spain. Does God not work in Europe? Does God not save to the uttermost? He does. But I want you to know that there is a secret sometimes in winning your loved ones or winning your neighbors or your co-worker. But when you seek his face and you begin to call upon his name, faith believing, something begins to happen in the spirit world that you cannot see with the natural eye. And all of a sudden, strongholds begin to break. Walls begin to fall. And revival comes to a land because it is God's pleasure to give revival. I remember when I began to ask him, and we began to fast and we began to pray. And in 2.5 years, we prayed nearly 300 days in 2.5 years and fasted almost 300 days in the first 2.5 years. And when we began to pray, we began to fast, we began to combine those two things. The Lord spoke to my heart one day. And I thought to myself when he spoke to me, how did I not realize this? Why did I not know this? Why did I think of this? And he just said the most simple thing, and it is so true. Every person has a need. Find it. Well, I went looking. And where do you look? Where people go. And so the Spaniards have a custom that they love so very much. At 11 o'clock is coffee hour. I like coffee. At 4:30, coffee hour. I like coffee. So I went to the coffee bars, not taverns, coffee bars. Pastries and coffee and tea. And I would sit, and my daughter became my secretary. And we began to hear people talk like this. My husband needs a doctor. He has throat cancer. They're going to take out his voice box. He'll never be able to speak again. The prognosis of the doctor is not good. If something doesn't happen, he didn't get a good doctor, he'll die soon. But the Lord had instructed me when he began to speak to me, don't mention my name. Now that's weird. But that's what he said. Don't say church or God. Begin to talk about your doctor. Get their interest. So I begin to talk about my doctor. You know I've got a doctor. He's the best there ever was. He's never messed up a case. He's never had malpractice lawsuits. He knows exactly what he's all about and how to do it. He's the best there is. And sometimes it was weeks and months. And for one lady, it was even 3 years. But the day they asked me, what is the name of your doctor? What's the name of your lawyer? Because some of them needed lawyers. What is the name of your psychiatrist? Because some of them needed psychiatrists. And when I said his name, Jesus, I want you to know something began to crumble in those people. They're sitting in our pews tonight. They're worshiping and shouting around the altars just like you did tonight. Because this Jesus saves. He gives revival where the world says it can't happen. That's how my Jesus does it. Because I want you to know it is his good pleasure to give this church revival. That we will be like we have to be. We have three services Sunday morning. 169 to 170 chairs. You count where the guy that plays the drums sets. That's one of the chairs we're counting too. So he sits there all service long. The piano player never leaves her area because there's no place in the congregation because we run about 500 with about 169, 170 chairs. But I want you to know we're just going to divide off. We're going to start other daughter works and we're just going to continue to grow until Jesus comes because that is what he wants of us, to share this gospel to every creature. I love this Lord I serve. There is none like him.
Thank you so much, sister. If our ushers could come, what we like to do is we like to just take up a special offering for Brother and Sister Smith. And they do have some prayer requests. They're praying for development of strong national leaders, Bible schools, continued revival throughout the region, and then opening and new works in unevangelized cities. In order to do this, as we know, it takes funds to do this. They need some computer equipment, a tune of about $5,600 for seminars. It costs money to put on seminars and such. Another $5,600. Literature, $5,600. They need seed money for rental and such for churches. You know, when you spread out and start a daughter work, it doesn't just happen. $50,000 evangelism costs is $22,400. And then airfare to get them back to the country of Spain and their travels while they're there, $11,200. If you feel that the Lord is speaking to you or your family tonight and you would like to help towards any of these areas, feel free to go ahead and turn in a write on your check. If you write on your check there for in the little ledger there what you're looking to, for this funds to go to, and we'll make sure that it gets to that particular project. But we're going to pray, and then we're going to take up an offering for Brother and Sister Smith. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to have our brothers and sisters from the country of Spain, Lord, here with us. I pray, God, that your anointed power of the Holy Ghost would rest upon them as they travel, Lord. I pray, Lord, for a speedy return to their country that you have called them to, Lord. I pray, God, that your hand would be upon them and that you would pour upon your bountiful blessings upon this couple and their ministry there in the country of Spain. I pray, Lord, for all my brothers and sisters, Lord, in the country of Spain, Lord. God, one day we're going to meet them face to face in heaven, Lord, someday. And Lord, they will be there, God, perhaps because of some of our efforts and our giving, Lord. But we can't go, so we're sending the Smiths, Lord. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to take up an offering if our ushers could pass this. And also we have a faith pledge promise, a little card here that we're going to be passing out if you were not here this morning. Or maybe you thought about it, as Brother Smith had mentioned this morning, about maybe you need to up your faith a little bit. I know my wife and I had that conversation this afternoon, and we looked at what our faith promise was last year, and what are we going to do this year. This is a faith promise, and activate our faith here tonight. Activate your faith. I know one thing, I've never been able to outgive God. I don't know about the rest of you, but he has blessed me, my family, so very much, and I'm so thankful. So if you don't have one of those, you're going to go ahead and get you one of those, and then we're going to have Brother Smith come back, and he's going to conclude this. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Pastor. Can you say praise the Lord? Everybody that did not partake in the mission commitment this morning, would you raise your hand? You're in Sunday school, you missed church, you didn't fill out a card, would you make sure that an usher sees you? If you don't have one, if an usher has not given you one, we had exciting things happen today during the Spanish service. Took up a commitment of $542 a month. Amen. Or $6,500. Actually, it was $6,504 a year for missions. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Did you get that, Pastor? Did you get that? Mission service in the Spanish work, $542 a month committed, or $6,504 committed. Amen. And that's exciting. And the pastor of the Spanish work, he said, my goodness, why didn't I think about having a faith promise service before? Amen. He was so excited for what God is going to do. And I'm excited. I want to tell the mothers of this church, if your little child wants to come up to this, now, depends on what this man says, okay? Bible says, let everything be done decent and in order. In Spain, we do not prohibit infants the smallest size coming up the altar, shouting and dancing. They're not disturbing. They're worshiping God in their little realm and in their little kingdom. Amen. Now, would you rather have them learning bebop music out in the world, or let them juke and jive in church to the glory of God? Why? Because my oldest daughter received the Holy Ghost Sunday morning at the age of 5 years of age. Middle daughter was a little bit more of a sinner. She received the Holy Ghost on my wife's birthday. We weren't there. She received the Holy Ghost July 26th at camp meeting at the age of 8. The youngest daughter, who's on her way to Luxembourg tonight on deputation with her husband, we were taking care of a church, the church I talked about, the neighboring pastor church. We were taking care of his church for a month. He was on a mission trip for a month in Sri Lanka. The very first song, 5 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 3 of them were children, 2 of them were adults. 5 hours later, I put our baby daughter, at the age of 6 years old, in bed, speaking in tongues. Amen. Spoke in tongues for over 5 hours. She went to church, our school, the next day, a Baptist school. Kindergarten teacher said, Krista, something's different about you tonight, today. She said, did you get that Holy Ghost you were always talking about? And Krista said, Miss Fry, you wouldn't understand. It's beyond you. Out of the mouth of babes. Amen. Almost every child that is at least 6 years old or older in our church in Barcelona already has the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You get on Facebook or watch on whatever is being taped or Periscope, you'll see while the adults are worshiping. Amen. The little children around the altars, hands lifted, dancing, worshiping the Lord. Yeah, they might talk, take a minute and talk. That's part of being a child and having a very limited attention span. Amen. But we don't stop the flow of the Holy Ghost in the lives of children. Amen. I'm going to preach from the same scriptures tonight, but we're not going to read all the scriptures. They're going to turn on the overhead and go mark the 6th chapter. And we're just going to start at verse 37 and 38. Preaching on faith, just for a very few moments. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. For they said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 pennyworths of bread and give them to eat? Verse 38 says, he said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. Father, in your name, I plead the blood of the Lamb. I bind and I rebuke every hindering spirit. I bind and I rebuke the forces of hell. I bind and I rebuke doubt, spirit of fear, every spirit that is belched from the depths of hell. I pray a blood covering from the corner of the left to the corner on the right, to the corner back here on the left, to the corner back here on the right. Let your Holy Ghost and the blood of your Spirit permeate every mind, spirit, heart. You said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we feel that liberty here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I could go up several areas, several directions. My time is so limited tonight because I believe that everything should be done decent and in order, and I might want to be invited back to preach here one day. So I'm not going to offend anybody. I'm not going to go over the time limit, maybe a minute or two, but certainly not an hour. But I preached this morning, Faith Promise, on faith. And you know the story. First of all, a lot of people feel like that the macho spirit or the chauvinistic spirit was belched somewhere in South America or Central America. It wasn't. The chauvinistic spirit was rooted, grounded, and founded in the Jewish nation. Mark the writer said that with 5 loaves and 2 fish, 5,000 men were fed. Josephus, the historian, said that there were 12 to 14,000 people fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Because you see, the chauvinistic writer called Mark didn't count women nor children because they didn't count. They had no value in a Jewish world. My grandmother and grandfather came from Odessa in the Ukraine. When my grandmother came in 1917 to flee the Bolshevik Revolution, grandma died at the age of the year 1996. When grandma died, we don't know how old she was because she forgot how old she was when she got on the boat. She was somewhere between 96 and 106. Because grandma was born, and at her birth, they did not issue a birth certificate. 1947, Israel did not issue birth certificates to women. It wasn't until the Six-Day War in 1948 that the women stood up and said, this is our country, this is our nation, we can fight. We're going to stand with our men, and we're going to defend our nation. And they forced Israel to count women in the army, and they started issuing women a birth certificate. Aren't you glad you count? Amen. Women, aren't you glad? Amen. You have valor, and there is important prominence and importance given to the women of this nation. Amen. And so, 5,008, but it was a greater miracle than the 5,000. It was between 12 and 14,000. Amen. Now I was thinking, the thought came to me during the service. I remember when Brother Kilgore, the church board came to Brother Kilgore and said, Pastor, there's a piece of property that's come open, and we think we ought to go check it out. Brother Kilgore said, we don't have the money. Now, you see, I told you this morning, I was in the very first Faith Promise service ever given in the United Pentecostal Church at Life Tabernacle. And for years and years and years, Brother Kilgore was the number one giving church to missions. Amen. So he said, well, we've got $150,000 in the bank. Now, the property that came open is right on Allen Genoa, right off the interstate. 39 acres of land. At that time, the property in that area was going for $30,000 an acre. $30,000 an acre times 39 acres is $1,170,000. Brother Kilgore was not going to put the church in debt to buy property. Amen. But he gave the board, he didn't even go, he gave the board permission to attend this auction because they were going to auction this property. And they went with the consent of Brother Kilgore that $150,000 was like the little boy that offered 5 loaves and 2 fish. It wasn't going to go very far. Amen. And I don't know about you, but my mama always thought and said she'd rather feed somebody that was hungry than to feed somebody that wasn't hungry. You invite somebody in the house, oh, you want to eat? No, I'm not very hungry. Well, that person will sit down and eat 3 times as much as somebody that comes in and says, I'm hungry. Amen. And so there's a principle there. And it was so little that Brother Kilgore just thought they were wasting their time, but he wasn't going to waste his time. So the board went to this auction, and guess what? They were the only bidders on this 39 acres of property. They accepted the offer of the bid of $150,000 for this $1,170,000 property value for $150,000. But when it came down to it and the bank did the negotiating, when it was all settled and done, the bank said, because you paid cash, we're going to discount it. And they bought that 39 acres for $139,000. Amen. Because Brother Kilgore believed it's better to put your money in the kingdom of God instead of putting it in a sock that's got holes. Amen. Another thought came to me tonight. If some of you who have become addicted are living under addiction, those of you that have been liberated from addiction, if you would become addicted to Jesus like you're addicted to drugs and addicted to alcohol and addicted to your cigarettes, Bible says, whomsoever the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. God wants to do something here tonight. God wants to free you of your wallet. And God wants to free some of their addictions so they can get addicted on Him. Amen. Amen. I stated this morning that until Jesus has your wallet, until He owns your wallet, He does not have you. You can sing Kumbaya and an old happy day and I love Jesus all you want. And you'll go out after church. How many's going to go out to after church tonight and eat? Raise your hand. Come on, that's your custom. Raise your hand. You go out on Sunday afternoons, you eat. Yeah, come on. Everybody that ate in a restaurant today or is going to eat in a restaurant today or eat in a restaurant this week, raise your hand. But you can't give to missions. Amen. Every department in this church ought to be givers to mission and not penny marches. And at times, I wish we were Trinitarian instead of oneness. Because in a oneness church, all you get is a $1 in the offering. At least if we were Trinitarians, we'd get $3 in the offering. Amen. But I'm glad we're oneness in doctrine, but not in giving. Amen. Amen. And so God wants to liberate us, free us up. I'm reminded of a man that was addicted. He had addictions. He was a drug addict. He was an alcoholic. But he came into that church, that 18th church, that on site there in Maryland. We were there the night God filled him with the Holy Ghost, filled his wife with the Holy Ghost. We were there the night that he gave to a faith promise pledge. Returned to his seat, sat down with his wife and children, three boys. He didn't know how he was going to pay that pledge. The next morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, he received a telephone call. Are you Steve? Yes. Are you Steve Letizio? Yes. Are you Steve Letizio that owns Steve Letizio Construction? Yes, I am. None other. Well, you see, 3 years ago, Steve, I stiffed you on a bill. You did construction work in my home. You poured a driveway in my concrete in my driveway. And for some reason, I've not been able to sleep tonight. Some reason. He said, I owe you $5,000. Could I come by and pay you this morning? Brother Steve said, yes, I'll have the coffee pot on and breakfast ready for you. Huh? Hallelujah. The man showed up at his house, wrote the check for $5,000. Steve fed him bacon and eggs and a cup of coffee. Huh? Hallelujah. You cannot outgive God. I said, you cannot outgive God. When you put God first in your life, God will put you first in his life. Hallelujah. 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 Another one, just in that same church that night. Sister Michelle had been in an accident. She was in a wheelchair for 3 years. She was getting so very little from Social Security, not even enough to live on. I watched her as she wheeled the wheelchair down to the altar with tears in her face and coming down her eyes and her cheeks and gave to the mission commitment. She received a call the next week. Said, Michelle, this is the Social Security Department. And we've been reviewing our files. Now, first of all, they don't review files. They don't review files. Once you're in the system, you're in the system. And it takes you an arm and a leg to get in the system. While we were reviewing our files this week, she said, oh, Lord, I can't take another cut. She said, we've not been paying you the right amount. Named the amount and said, we're going to make it retroactive from the first day that we started paying you. 3 years, she received retroactive pay. Hallelujah to what she was getting. I'm here to tell you, when God asks you to give, you need to respond. I said, you need to respond. I shared with you, my wife shared this morning, a little testimony. I'm going to go just a little bit deeper in it just for a moment. Krista was 23 years old, 3 days shy of her 23rd birthday. Tanya was 25. Andrea maybe been 20, was 26 or 27. That was 27, 25. That's 52. Plus 23, 52, 55, 65, 75 years of combined life, okay? 75 years of combined life. You know how much we paid in doctor bills for 75 years combined life of our three daughters? You couldn't buy a McDonald's for what we paid to the doctor in 70 plus years of combined age. The phone call came in. The doctor said, I guarantee to save your daughter's life. I can't guarantee to save your daughter's limbs. When she got hit, the car hit her on the right leg, shattered her leg from her knee to her ankle in 10 places. When she went over the hood of the car, she broke the radiator with both knees, fractured both knees, shattered both knees. When she hit the windshield, she put a hole in a windshield this big with this shoulder. When she flew up and came down, she landed on that shoulder, snapped her shoulder completely off, her arm out of socket. 2 inches below the shoulder, the doctor removed 50 large pieces of bone. It was strapped for 10 days, 21 days, strapped for 21 days in ice. The doctor didn't know how he was going to save the arm. Said she would stand in 6 months and maybe walk in 1 year. On day 97, on day 94, the doctor told her she could put her toe to the ground as pain allowed. This foot had never touched the floor in 94 days. She was in the hospital 55 days, a $697,000 hospital bill. We don't know what the doctor bill was. We never saw it. When it went to Aetna paid it 100%. We paid zero out of that $697,000 hospital bill. Why? Because since the day of our marriage, amen, we have supported missions. I'd rather give to missions than to some doctor. I'd rather give to missions than to some mechanic fixing a transmission. I'd rather give to God, amen, instead of God reaching into my wallet and ripping me blind and stealing me blind. He controls my wallet because he's dueño over my soul. Amen. Amen. Day 94, he said, you can touch the floor as pain allowed. On day 97, my wife's in the inn, Chris is there, and I'm on the inside corner. Singing the second song in my peripheral vision, I felt movement, and Krista stood up, putting all her weight on both feet for the very first time. Doctor says she wouldn't stand for 6 months. She wouldn't walk for 1 year. The arm that he said she'd never raise shot up. The prayer she said to God, she said, Lord, my legs have never carried me anywhere that has caused you an embarrassment. And if you'll heal me today, I promise you, they never will. And she stood up. She started shuffling, coming this way, and eventually started bending those shattered knees. Amen. Lifted that arm. Stood over here in the corner, spoke in tongues for 45 minutes. And I told her, I said, basta, you don't have nothing to prove to anybody. Sit down. Amen. She's on her way to Luxembourg tonight with her husband. They're on deputation in Ohio. Amen. She wears 4-inch heels. Y'all would have been a dead church to her. Until the Holy Ghost moved. Because you see, she's the first one to stand to worship God. She's the first one to dance and worship the Lord in every service. Hallelujah, because God healed her. God delivered her. God touched her. And she promised God, every chance I get, I'm going to praise the Lord. Every chance I get, that arm's going up. Every chance I get, these feet are going to dance before you. Hallelujah. You can't add up blessing like that. You can't put a dollar amount on blessing like that. Hallelujah. All you can do is sing that song, I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice. You told thy love to me. How I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed. Amen. If Calvary Gospel Church, if CGC doesn't worship the Lord in Madison, tell me who is. If CGC doesn't reach out to feed the lost and the dying and the hungry, tell me who is. How can we hear those words? Well done. Thou good and faithful servant, unless we've done well. I'm going to touch on something here. Forgive me. Those of you that are saving up to buy that boat, those of you that think you need that third automobile, take a look on the internet. Take a look at Haiti. Take a look at Haiti. How many? Over 800 dead in that nation. Amen. Take a look at Interstate 95 down in North Carolina. Flooded up to the street signs. Amen. I'd rather put God first in my life. I'd rather give to God. I'd rather open up my life and say, God, I'm yours. Take what you want of it. Take what you want of it. You can't outgive God. And it's not about the money. And it's not about what God gives us. But it's about what we can give God. And God use what we have for His glory. Amen. Amen. The new cars, the new automobiles. I'm not trying to talk anybody out of a vacation, because everybody deserves, has the right to have a downtime, a relaxing time. Amen. You know, you can buy you a hammock and put it in the backyard and swing in the breeze instead of going on that cruise. You get just relaxed in the backyard, drinking lemonade, taking time off. Amen. God will bless you with the other. God will bless you with the other. Amen. You got to give it to Him first. Amen. Amen. And so, we're coming to the time I'm going to ask you to fill out your commitment cards. If you're not sitting with your spouse, your family, well, I can't give to God. Well, can you give up potato chips? Can you give up sodas? Every household that has children could streamline their budget for groceries at least $40 to $100 a month. You come home with all the groceries and just set it on a table and then look at all the junk you want. Look at all the junk you want. God doesn't mind you buying junk as long as He gets His before you get the junk. Because if you're buying the junk and you're not supporting and giving to Him, that junk is your God. That junk is your God. The Hallmark scripture, and I'm closing, and I hope I've not offended anybody tonight, because I'm too blessed of a man. My children are blessed. I've got three daughters that are all three in ministry. They're living for God. They love the Lord. They put God first. Amen. If Krista was here tonight, she'd be asking her husband to empty his checkbook. She gives to missions. Amen. All of them do. I'm too blessed. Amen. Because I know which side my bread is buttered on. Some of you seem like you know how, where it's at. Little girl, she gave a dollar. She filled out the card, gave a dollar, went and sat down, and told her friend, hey, I just gave a dollar to missions. The girl looked at her and said, must be your first time. Must be your first time. See, the friend already tried the Lord and knew where the blessings came from. I'm not asking for myself in no way, shape, or form. I'm asking for God to send a revival to this church. greater than you've ever experienced in the history of this church. 250,000 live here. Amen. How many would like to see God at least just give you the tithes of the city? Just the tithes of the city. Amen. I have an idea what it would be. $250,000. That's 10%. $25,000? No. Well, I think $250,000. I hit the decimal. It's $25,000. How many believes the Lord could save 25,000 people in Madison? Do you really believe it? Do you really believe it? Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? Huh? Because you're going to have several more extensions than what you got going. And it takes money to do that. Amen. If you're not sitting, standing with your spouse or family member, would you make your way to your family member? Let's stand. Brother Grant, I did so horrible tonight. I apologize. It's kind of hard preaching faith promise three times in the same church in one day. But it's not hard for God to bless you. There is a blessing in this assembly that's not been tapped yet. I said there's a blessing in this assembly that has not been tapped yet. Jesus, in your name, I plead the blood. It's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about the souls. You said, let the same mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus. You went to the cross. For the joy, you went to the cross. That we might be saved. God, in your name, let the burden of the cross overcome us right now. The burden of the cross. Amen. That we can have the same mind that you have. We're such a rich nation, such a blessed people. There were another nation that could give and feed the world, you would ask them. But there's only one body of people that can reach the world, and that is your family, the family of God. Those that have been blood washed, those that know the joy of salvation. Those that know what it truly means to be set free. Help us to become addicted to you, Lord. Addicted to you. That when we wake, all we think of is souls. On the way to work, we're praying for souls. In the middle of the day, we're praying for souls. When we lay down to go to sleep, we're praying for souls. Because you gave it all. You gave it all. That the world might be saved. And it's not saved yet. But let us have the same mind which was in Christ Jesus. Speak to us right now, God.
Speak to us, God. Speak to us, Lord. Jesus, in your name. Jesus, in your name. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. As the servant said, speak, Lord. Thy servant heareth thee. And you said, my sheep know my voice. Speak to us, Lord, that we might hear your voice, that we might be rededicated, recommitted to this cause of loving and reaching a lost and dying world. In Jesus' name. As you fill out those cards, we're going to ask you to do what you did this morning. Those that were here, just come and lay your commitment card on the altar. Now, on the commitment card, it's perforated, and it folds. You take the half that says faith promise is scriptural. The other half, you write your name, your monthly commitment. We're going to add them up tonight. We're going to add them up now. We can do that. No, we're not going to call names. We're not going to call names. What'd you say your mission budget is? Your global mission? $126,000. This church gives $126,000 a year. And this morning, we only raised $49,000 of that, right? Amen. So we need a miracle tonight. It's not right for the church to have to dip into offerings and tithes. Amen. Because you're withholding the blessings of God. I said you're withholding the blessings of God when the church has to dip into funds that weren't allocated for missions. Because those funds need to be released to do other things for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing a song.